Now, welcome to the midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Sam Handley and Amanda Majeski are here, too. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
They're in Wisconsin for a couple of reasons, and one of them has to do with Green Lake Music Festival. And more immediately, though, it's this Handel Aria competition, and but you're not... are you performing for that, or are you just judging?
We are judging the Handel Aria competition, which is part of the Madison Early Music Festival. It's now in its 16th year. And I was involved very small way. The first 2 years, because Paul Rowe and Cheryl Benzman Rowe, who started the festival, Paul was my voice teacher when I was here as a graduate student. And I was visiting with them recently, and we were talking about competitions in general. And they said, well, you know, we don't have a judge yet for, this was, I don't know, several months ago. We don't have a judge yet for the Handel competition. And they asked if Amanda and I would be available. And we looked at our calendars and we're very excited to be able to come up for the day.
So looking forward to hearing these wonderful singers do these arias that don't necessarily get a chance so often to be performed in this way. And so we're thrilled to be a part of it.
Is it kind of a thankless job judging competitors in an event like this? I mean, you're going to disappoint, the majority of the people you deal with.
I think that's part of why part of why Cheryl and Paul thought it would be fun to have us here, because we have both done competitions, and so we both understand how thankless competitions can be. So I'm excited to hear these people perform. They're all very, very experienced singers, and they've all worked around throughout the United States and abroad, some of them. I think it's a real opportunity to hear some pieces with this ensemble, which is probably unparalleled, and a real opportunity for these, some of them are younger too, who have maybe never gotten to do these sorts of pieces with an ensemble of this caliber. So the competition part aside, it's going to be a really, really nice evening, and that the fact that we get to sit for free is well, is a joy in itself.
It's a celebration for us.
That'll be its own thanks, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, obviously, this is open to the public.
It is. They're selling tickets. It's a separate event, but it's under the auspices of the Madison Early Music Festival. But it is completely new. This is their third year, and they've been so successful that they've been able to keep it going.
And so this is goes on 1 day, 2 days? How long does it go
on? The competition is actually just they've already screened all the finalists. So there are seven finalists for tomorrow night's performance. And like I said, I think it's more fun to think of it as a performance instead of just a competition.
So if anybody wants to find out how to attend this, they could go to what, Madison Early Music Festival website?
Or absolutely. Handel Aria Competition has its own website also, so they can search for Handel Aria Competition.
And you're going to make this decision after all the performers, immediately after the performers?
That's correct. That's correct.
We competed.
We will sort of keep a tally, and it's a very objective, subjective balance, but we'll keep a tally on the first, second, and third prices.
It's not like you're, with the ice skating competitions, you're holding
no.
up numbers.
We this is that. Not American Idol.
Nobody's going to have any red pencils. Like I said, it's just going to be a performance, and we just sort of we'll choose the three that acquitted themselves, I guess, in the with a focus on style and a attention to the detail that Handel requires, especially when you're going to have competent players like this. You can do a lot to get the finesse and the very special things that make Handel.
And the instrumentalists then are?
They're the festival players of the Madison Early Music Festival.
Well, speaking of music, let's hear some of Amanda's. And you have a couple of recordings here from Weber, but you also have one that's slightly more out of the way from the composer better known for his Hansel and Gretel, and which is Engelbert Humperdinck. Mm-hmm. And he has an opera called, what is it?
Königskinder.
Königskinder, that's right. Königskinder.
Yeah, King's Children.
And this aria is got a simple enough title.
Yeah. It's a prayer. To my character, the Gänsemagd, the goose girl, has been trapped in the hold of an evil witch, unlike Hansel and Gretel, really. And she has not seen any other children or men or women. And she meets this young forest hunter and falls in love, and she realizes that she needs to escape the witch's hold. This is a prayer to her mother and father to help her out of this situation.
What was the occasion for that performance, Amanda?
This was done with Oper Frankfurt in Frankfurt, Germany. And this was a compilation of live recordings that they had us with microphones the whole time. And then they put this CD together.
Does that make life easier for you to be mic'd? Does it require you project any less?
No. You couldn't tell in the audience that we had these mics. It was just for recording purposes. So the only issue with them really was a little more makeup time to attach them.
I was going to say, build them into the costume.
Yeah,
have an extra
exactly.
braid or something.
Exactly, yeah, through the hair and a little pack in the back, yeah.
Now, you and Sam are here in Wisconsin also, not just to judge this Handel Aria competition, but also in conjunction with the Green Lake Music Festival.
That's correct.
And what are you going to be doing for that?
We have a gala thank you recital that Sam and I are doing jointly. Just an evening to give back and to say thank you for all that this festival does has done for us and for the community. It should be a really wonderful time.
What are you actually going to do?
Well, I'll be singing some Strauss, Lieder, and a couple of pieces by Ricky and Gordon, a little bit of Bolcom, and some arias, and we're going to do a couple duets.
Right. We're going to do By Manon from Magic Flute,
mm-hmm.
and then I think we're going to do a couple of show tunes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing If Ever I Would Leave You and Her Face from Bob Merrill's Carnival, which is a piece that I've loved for many, many years, and I'm going to do the Ibert Chanson de Don Quixote, and...
You like those Don Quixote things,
well,
don't you?
Well, I do, and I think one of the reasons I chose them for this recital is because this is not just about thanks, but it's also about loyalty, and the fact that they're able to now... Almost more than 35 years after they started, they're still able to thank some of the original people that have been instrumental in their existence for many, many years.
Been that long for the festival?
It started, 1979.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so this is what this recital is about, and I think the loyalty between Don Quixote and Sancho is very touching, and it shows that loyalty goes both ways, which is one of the reasons that I chose to do these songs of Ibert. And I also am going to be doing an aria from Massenet's Don Quixote, which shows Sancho's perspective about Don Quixote. So it'll be, like I said, the two perspectives of what loyalty can be, which I think is symbolic of how a festival has to be loyal to its supporters and the supporters have to be loyal to a festival.
Wow, you certainly tied it all together. Mm-hmm. We have from one of your performances, this, speaking of the Massenet Don Quixote, the song to Dulcinea?
Yes.
Si je ne vois
So what's it like being a bass baritone? You got a lot of really great parts. Does that make you more versatile than a bass or a baritone?
I think so, but also because I sing lower baritone rep and high bass rep, that it expands it even further. And, you know, a lot of, especially like we were saying in early music, they didn't use the term bass baritone, so that was never a problem. So I was always, you know, fit in for that sort of thing a lot of times. I did La Callisto here when I was a grad student in Madison. And then I've also done other things like Leporello, but I've done bigger bass repertoire and also Escamillo and,
Escamillo.
You know, lots of different, a wide range of things, wide range.
The only issue is that we don't get a lot of love duets.
That's actually the hardest thing about this recital that we've trying to find love duets.
Soprano always picks the tenor.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's kind of a problem.
On stage, yeah.
On stage.
On stage,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, by the way, I'm talking with Sam Handley and Amanda Majewski, who are husband and wife, bass, baritone, and soprano duo. And so they get to have plenty of duets off stage, as they've said. The Chanson du Duc, that was Ibert, by the way, that we just heard.
That was my mistake, yeah.
Yeah. Is this Ibert also?
Right, it is. It's from the Chanson de Don Quixote, which were written originally for Chaliapin. These are the ones that are often paired with Ravel. Ravel and were both asked to write these pieces, and the Ravel are far more popular, but these are the ones that Chaliapin purportedly preferred.
That sounds like a good kind of meaty, if short, aria for your range.
I love that piece. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and that orchestration I think is gorgeous. It's really written for a chamber orchestra and originally written for a film, but it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Well, I have one more now from Amanda Majewski, and this takes us into the world of Carl Maria von Weber and Der Freischütz.
Der Freischütz, exactly. This is Und ob die Wolke, which is another prayer, actually, that Agatha is saying. The opera is really a love story, and Max is trying to win the shooting competition for her. She's not sure if it's going to work out or not, and so this is a prayer about that.
Lovely performance of an aria from Der Freischütz by Weber. And Amanda, who was the orchestra for that?
This was the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra live performance, and a really wonderful time, beautiful musicians.
Well, we've come to 12:30, but as I wanted to reiterate that Sam Handley and Amanda Majewski are here for the Handel Aria competition. They'll be judging that as part of the Early Music Festival. And when is that? When are those performances again?
The performance is tomorrow night, the 16th, at 7:30 in, I think it's in Mills. If I'm wrong, I apologize to everyone.
You can go to the Early Music Festival website.
And also Handel Aria Competition has its own website too, but either place will help.
And then August 14th? It's a Friday. It's part of the Green Lake Music Festival.
Right. And that evening begins at 5:30 with a social hour. Dinner is at 6:30. And then our performance with Scott Gundell, who's going to be playing piano, with whom I also went to grad school here in Madison. A lot of your listeners will probably know Scott. And that starts at 7:30.
Well, great having you both on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Hurry back.
Thanks.